Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you own a business, or if you are concerned about your job, this is kind of some of the research we really need, like, now. So we can kind of figure out how we need to evolve and, you know, whether we just need to kind of close up our shop and just leave. Not that I would ever give up, but in the UK, small survey, small study, definitely not the end all and, you know, not the only research that's out there. But I believe University of College London decided to survey 70,000 people on what are their attitudes towards public transportation, towards working from home, towards traveling outside the UK, or, you know, hanging out with friends or going on a relationship. And when they surveyed them, it really kind of came down to maybe only 10% planned on going back to exactly the way they lived. Now, how do you predict what you're going to do? But you had only 10% gone, no, I'm going to go back to movies. I'm going to go back to traveling. I'm going to go back to eating out. I'm going to go back to working from home. I liked my old life. I really liked my old life. I want to go back. Which means 90% are going to follow some of the recent changes. And it's varied. Some people are like, you know what, I'm going to be done with international travel for a while. Well, for those of us who live in a travel destination, right, makes us a little nervous. Many people are polled, were like, no, I really like the idea of working from home, I'm going to work from home. And the majority of them said they're probably not going to use public transportation. They're going to avoid public transportation. Well, when you have a city that depends on public transportation, and you have little food vendors, and you have, it changes things. It really changes the makeup. And so I think we need a lot more of these surveys or studies looking at what is going to be consumer behavior. Now, everybody's been saying, oh, Dr. Dahlia, well, it'll go back. Look at what happened with the Spanish flu. Everybody forgot about the Spanish flu. Some people didn't even know there was a Spanish flu. And people went to movies. People went to games. This is a little different, though. The reason why this is a little different, this is a lot different than the Spanish flu. With the Spanish flu, you still saw games. You still saw people going to the baseball game. They wore a mask, but they still went to the baseball game. With this, we just stopped it all or put things off. In 1918, you couldn't really work from home. If you wanted to work and you wanted to eat, you needed to be there at work. Nowadays, we could just wake up, roll out of bed, and do school and work on our computer. Okay, we didn't have that in 1918. So if, you know, people kind of got the itch going, I really like working from home. And I really like, you know, kind of, you know, being able to set my own hours and not being watched by the boss. More job security, which, by the way, be careful. Apparently there was a boss who didn't realize his camera was on. And so there was a Zoom meeting about to start. I don't know how it was already activated, but his coworkers could see him having sex in the background with the secretary right before the Zoom meeting. So be very, very careful, okay, with your camera. I see people not liking Zoom. I see people not liking the invasion of privacy with that one. But anyway, it's all over the internet. Not pretty graphic. I would not urge you to see it. But, I hear you guys with false hope. I see you guys on social media. We just have to wait for the vaccine, guys. Just hold on. We just have to wait for the vaccine. And I really, really worry that that was just some narrative put out there. And we're all going to be in for one hell of a awakening. And I don't want to be a pessimist. All right? I don't like being a pessimist. I don't want to scare people. I don't want to perpetuate any rumors. But I also don't want there to be shock. Because when people are expecting something and it doesn't happen, then comes the depression. Then comes the anxiety. And so I think we need to brace ourselves. Now, I know people can't stand the hurricane coverage of Hurricane Laura or Isaias or whatever, and Hurricane Rita and Andrew and, you know, Katrina. They're like, oh, you know, the media hyped it up and you had people pretending like they were going to fall over and things like that. I think the winds last night were real, so I don't think they were pretending to fall over. And I get, it's like the boy who cried wolf. You tell everybody to brace themselves, and then it's not that bad. Unfortunately, Hurricane Laura was bad. But I would rather tell people to brace themselves and then be, whew, all right, that was great, than to be like, oh, guys, don't worry about it. And all of a sudden, you're like, well, what was me? What happened? So I want more of these studies and more of these, you know, taking the temperature of, you know, what a consumer is planning on doing. And if consumers are like, you know what? Yeah, movies are great, but I like watching a movie at home. It's cheaper. And I don't have to get exposed, and I'm, you know, not eating more, and I get to stop the movie to go to the bathroom. I, you know, if we don't see them, you know, planning to go back out to movies, that's going to then warn the movie industry one thing. Same thing with games. I mean, for those of us in sports, man, we know the difference between, you know, being there and not being there. So I really see sports making a comeback. Unless they still continue to be politicizing. Again, we go to sports to get away from politics, but now sports have taken on all these roles of being politics and kneeling and things like that. But, you know, now that, you know, people are starting to get used to, well, you know what, I'm watching the game, you know, on TV. I'm okay with watching the game on TV. Maybe I'm not going to buy season tickets because we don't know what's going to happen. That changes everything. You know, you don't have people buying tickets. You don't have people going to the games now that, you know, all those vendors and businesses drop. So if I were you, you know, without panicking, you know, try to kind of research what, you know, and have people be as honest as possible. Yeah, you know, and what people say or they put on a survey isn't true honesty, you know? Because I've been telling my friends, oh, yeah, I can't wait for the movie theaters to open. I love movies. I can't wait to go to the movie theaters. Well, I think the movie theaters are open. Have I really bought a ticket yet? No. I mean, I got a really busy weekend coming up, so I'm not going to go to the movies this weekend if it's open, but I haven't bought a ticket. I say I can't wait for movies to come out, but am I going to go to movies at the same frequency I did before? Am I going out to eat at the same frequency? So, you know, if 10% of people are planning on going back to the lives the way they were, you need to really get an idea of what your surrounding, you know, consumer base is. And if at all you see that they're not going to come back post-COVID, you got a problem. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, Kyle Rittenhouse is a 17-year-old who has been arrested today at his home in Antioch, Illinois, 20 miles from Kenosha, being accused of killing two people at protests over Jacob Blake's shooting on Tuesday. He was, quote-unquote, defending the city. And you see videos of a gunman, later identified as Rittenhouse, being tailed by protesters as he ran down the street before he fired 3 or 4 shots, hitting at least 2 people. This is just, you're seeing, chaos, throughout the country, and, people want to put an end to this. People want to, you know, figure out why there's shootings. Why is there this, you know, people in custody, unfortunately, not yielding, or then getting shot and then becoming paralyzed. And it's just feeds on each other. And people have been waiting from the Wisconsin, police department or the Kenosha police for, you know, some statement on what happened with the shooting of Jacob Blake. Well, it's been reported that the incident stemmed from a domestic dispute, and we're being told that officers arrived to the scene and attempted to arrest Blake, 29 years old, and apparently they used a taser first in a failed attempt to stop him. But Blake walked around his vehicle, again, we're not sure why, opened the driver's side door and leaned forward, and you see the cops, you know, follow him with guns out. The agency said Blake admitted he had a knife in his possession, and law enforcement agents said they recovered a knife from the driver's side floorboard of Blake's vehicle. This release is the first official police version of events, but still they say leaves, you know, a lot of gaping holes into the timeline and only outlines the explanation. We don't know why Blake was getting arrested. We don't know why Blake didn't yield and why he walked around his car. We don't know if Blake was reaching for the knife or what he was reaching for in the bottom of his car. If the police didn't ask him for something, or did the police ask him for something, we just don't know. And now we have a 17-year-old arrested and charged with first-degree intentional homicide because of a shooting incident. And, you know, now protests have extended to the sports world. On Wednesday night, the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks refused to play a playoff game. Then Wildcat strikes across basketball, baseball, soccer league. And this all started as a woman had called the police saying her boyfriend was present and was not supposed to be on the premises. In a police call, a dispatcher names Blake, the one who was shot, and says he isn't supposed to be there and that he took the complainant's keys and refused to leave. The dispatcher later explains she doesn't have more details because the caller was uncooperative. Police said that about 5 minutes after the initial report, a dispatcher received reports of shots fired. Authorities said two officers have been placed on administrative leave. The other officers involved in the shooting will be identified soon. From what we understand, the shots came from one of the officers, not multiple officers, but again, we're getting details as they come. Police appeared to render aid to Blake. He was flown to Milwaukee Hospital, and videos do show a struggle between Blake and the police before he walks around the front of the SUV and tries to enter the driver's side door. An officer is seen pulling Blake's tank top, and then seven shots are heard. We're being told that Blake's three children were in the vehicle at the time. So when it's just one question after another as to why, I can't comment on how, you know, what sort of training and the amount of training that, you know, our law enforcement have. You know, I would assume that, you know, much of the training stems around, you know, when, you know, you tell somebody to freeze, you tell somebody to stay, you know, you read them their rights, you frisk them, you cuff them, etc. But I'm sure there's some amount of training on what to do when somebody resists arrest. And it seems like so many of these cases, as we talked about yesterday, is in the midst of a resisting arrest. And resisting arrest doesn't necessarily mean a person gets shot. But if in within a resisting arrest, there's a threat made or there's a mortal weapon that gets drawn or gets involved, police have within their authority to try to freeze the threat. I'm trying to think of the word that we're trying to use. Try to stop the threat and protect themselves. And so, when you look at what happened in Atlanta at Wendy's with, it was Rashad Brooks, the one that turned around and fired a taser, but it didn't look like a taser, and probably at that speed, they probably thought it was a weapon, and he gets shot. I don't understand how, you know, when somebody, you know, is unfortunately, you know, being, let's say, being accosted by police, and, what is prompting them to leave or to walk away or to, now, and I get there could be fear, You know, they might fear, well, if I'm going to be in custody, something's going to happen. And I'm sure that's going to be something the defense is going to bring up. You know, he did not want to, you know, be, you know, in handcuffs. He did not want to be in custody and, you know, have to fear his life. And I'm sure people have that fear. But I don't understand going around and getting something from your car if you weren't asked to do that. And who knows, maybe he was, but I don't believe so. And then if it's a knife, that, you know, I don't, what are the police supposed to do? And I'm not saying they're supposed to shoot, but, you know, I think we're just all scratching our heads as to, you know, these scenarios and these situations that just get worse and get worse. And, you know, I've talked to people who are considering going into law enforcement, and the majority of them have decided, I think I'm going to pass, because I just don't know what we're going to be allowed to do when we're in a situation where we think our lives are in jeopardy. And people don't want people don't want to shoot somebody, you know, and kill them. People don't want to be in that position. And they also don't want to be in a position where their lives are in jeopardy. And so, you know, and these decisions are made in a judgment call. And so, you know, we've discussed this before. I think the answer is, you know, having a mass sort of, you know, education for both law enforcement and for the general public on what is the safest way, the safest thing to do when you are accosted by police. And, you know, and again, maybe I'm being unrealistic, but, you know, I was trained, you know, because my grandfather was in the police, you know, you freeze. You know, and you only speak when spoken to, and you don't answer, and you know, do sass, you know, because I'm sassy, you know, and I've, you know, definitely gotten into some words with security guards and things like that, and, you know, friends have told me to shut up, you know, because I get kind of sassy sometimes, and not that I'm giving them a hard time, it's, you know, I start to do my defense, and that's not your judge, that's not your jury. You know, I'm like, well, maybe I could talk myself out of it or whatever. Not that I've ever been arrested, but, you know, well, you're not supposed to be here. You're trespassing or blah, 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 blah. You know, if there's a person of authority like law enforcement, sometimes the safest thing to do is just freeze, hands up. Don't reach for a cell phone. Don't walk over and try to grab something. Don't aim something at a police officer. I don't understand what was going on. People say, well, it might have been drugs. Then, you know, what is a law enforcement officer supposed to do if somebody is on drugs, turns to them and points something at them like what happened in Atlanta? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. And it's frightening. It's frightening on all counts. And, the longer this goes, the worse it gets, the more anxiety, the more, you know, concern. I mean, I've talked to many people who think that their lives are going to be in jeopardy, you know, if the police come into their neighborhood. They really feel that way. And so when people are scared, they might not freeze or, you know, stand still or, you know, follow, you know, whatever direction law enforcement might be giving them. And they might make a wrong move or, you know, when people are anxious, they might, like when I get nervous, I giggle. I don't mean to giggle, but when I used to get yelled at in school, I'd start to laugh. And I wasn't laughing because I thought they were funny. It's a nervous laugh. You know, and you know, law enforcement has so much already on their plate, on their shoulders to kind of, you know, dissect all the different psychological nuances of people when they're nervous. But unfortunately, a lot of people, when they're nervous, they start to touch themselves or they grab certain parts or they go into their pockets or they start to bring their hands in. And so I don't know what the answer is. I mean, in the olden days, they would grab you, frisk you, then talk to you. And this way, if you did move your hand or whatever, hopefully they know you don't have a weapon. But I don't know what the process is now. And it's really heartbreaking. And then you have a 17-year-old, not sure what they were doing out there with a gun, unless I know people were saying, well, they were protecting other, businesses and they took it upon themselves. And now, you know, possibly another two people have died. And it's just getting worse. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Laura is claiming at least one life, that of a 14-year-old girl. The Louisiana teen died when a tree fell on her family's home in Leesville. Laura made landfall last night as one of the strongest storms to reach the United States shores, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour.
You can tell by what happened overnight that the areas of Beaumont, Port Arthur, and Orange, where the storm surge hit Texas, they were hit pretty hard.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott telling Fox News how the storm will affect parts of his state. During her weekly press conference, Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asked about Joe Biden debating President Trump.
Since you asked about that, I myself, don't tell anybody I told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden, I don't think that there should be any debate.
USA Radio News. The director of the Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidance for coronavirus testing days after a quiet change sparked protests from some in the scientific and medical communities. In a statement, Director Robert Redfield says those who come in contact with confirmed or probable COVID-19 patients could be tested themselves even if they do not show symptoms of the virus. The CDC revising its testing guidelines earlier this week, limiting to those who show symptoms. Redfield said the guidelines issued on Monday had been coordinated with the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Firefighters are making headway on some of the wildfires in California, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California firefighters making progress in their battle against wildfires as tens of thousands continue to evacuate. Over 700 fires have started in the state in the past 2 weeks, and 7 people have died in the fires.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you wear a mask like this, okay? You got the mask. It used to be on the nose. It might have started on the nose. Then it kind of went down. Then it kind of went down. And now you're just kind of like, oh, hi, can I help you with your order? Hi, yes, I can help you. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you for coming. Great. Oh, here's your napkins. And I see it a lot of times in the fast food. Not that I'm going for fast food a lot. It's just I think it's hot and people have to open the door and it's 111 degrees outside. So the average person I'm running into wearing their mask is wearing their mask like this. Sometimes they're like, hi. And then they kind of cover up. And their nose is like way out there. I'm like, what are you doing with your mask? And mind you, now the mask is really getting wet. Okay? So it seems to allow a little bit more aeration when you kind of wear it around like this. But by the time you're wearing it like this, you're not even protecting what's coming out of your mouth. Well, apparently, what is it? The University of, is it North Carolina? Yeah, University of North Carolina said, will you guys stop it with the half masks? The half masks aren't really doing much. But I get it. People don't want to get fired. I see what they do, and then I see them, because I'm like, you know, gosh, his mask is on. All of a sudden, supervisor comes. They quickly go like that, and then they go like that. See, to me, this is more uncomfortable. It is so much more uncomfortable having it around my mouth. In fact, I think it makes you even sweat more. Just, I would just rather it sit on my nose. See, I have a nice big nose. It just holds it, and I got my little metal thing. And see, I see people doing this. Okay, this, to me, I think is a lot more comfortable and a lot more sly. So if you want to try to hide the fact that you're trying to get some air to your face and not wear your mask, I would, you know, I wouldn't do this because I don't want you to spread germs. But if you need a break, I want to pull it down off the nose. I would pull it up so you get a little bit of air, cool off the cheeks, hold your breath, and then cover it back up again. But going like this is just a waste of time. You're increasing access to the mouth. It's just not going to work. So University of North Carolina had to actually publish a study saying, look, the virus likes to come into the nose. So if you don't have the nose covered, you're not really covering what you're supposed to. So it's, you know, and I get it. It's hot. It is so hot and it's muggy and some of us have gotten rain. So when Las Vegas has any humidity over 2%, we're dying. Oh, my gosh. You know, like we're Vegas strong. We're pretty resilient until there's humidity. Once there's humidity, we're like, oh, I can't breathe. Oh, my gosh, I can't breathe. Oh, my gosh. If we had power outage like what's happening in Texas and Louisiana, oh, my gosh, if Vegas lost their lights, I don't know what we would do. It would be Armageddon. So apparently University of North Carolina has kind of reconfirmed how the virus gets in. Needs the ACE2 receptor, needs our nasal mucosa, so please don't wear your mask halfway. It's a waste of time. Now, some good news. Everybody's been asking about this rapid COVID test. So can we test for COVID in our own house, and how expensive is it going to be? Well, for any of you who've been told, don't worry, it's going to be like a pregnancy test, we're like, oh, no, really? Pregnancy tests are like $20 a pop over the counter. That's not really... But anyway, but they got these now down to $5. $5 is still a lot if you got to test your whole entire family. And no, you can't reuse the test. You can't do that. Once it's spot, you can't wash it off and reuse the test. You can only do it once. But apparently, they believe Abbott is the pharmaceutical company. I doubt I have stock in it because I'm really horrible with figuring out what to put money into the stock market. I don't have a lot of money to put into the stock market. But Abbott Pharmaceuticals has come up with a little $5 credit card size sort of rapid test kit. And they believe they're going to have at least 50 million test kits ready to be dispersed by September. So we're talking coming up in the next couple weeks. And by October, they believe multiple households, millions of households, will be able to have this access to the rapid test. Now, all this on the heels of the CDC's recommendation to, you guys don't always have to test. Just because you want to test, you always don't have to have a test. And in fact, they doubled down because people were ticked. People came after the CDC yesterday going, what the hell are you saying? Now, if you've been exposed to COVID and you don't have symptoms, all of a sudden you're asymptomatic and you aren't carrying the virus? What the hell? And the CDC had to double down. People asked Fauci, and Fauci was like, I wasn't there. Okay, I wasn't there the day I was in surgery. Okay, don't come after me. I was all finger pointing. Wait, what? And I, you know, all this time we've been closing down our businesses. All this time we had schools closed. We canceled graduations. We canceled weddings. Many of us didn't go to our friends' funerals because even if you don't have any symptoms, you could spread it. So we've had to be away this whole time. And we've had to follow the rules, only for now the CDC to go, guys, you know what? You don't have to run to get a test. And you don't necessarily have to isolate unless, of course, you have symptoms or if you think you were really, really exposed. It's kind of enraging people because we kind of did a lot and we can't get that back. Okay. We can't get a lot of that business back. We can't get those clients back. We can't redo the funeral. You know, I mean, although I really would recommend that. A lot of you guys have been just devastated that you couldn't go to a friend's funeral. I would have another memorial. It really is important to say goodbye to somebody, you know, and not being able to have that memorial or that wake or whatever is I get. So I would just do it again. Same thing with graduation or whatever, you know. I mean, if you guys could have the party, somehow do it. Not on Zoom. Got to be careful with Zoom because somebody's camera's on. And oh, by the way, yeah, guys, watch your gas when you're on Zoom. I can't tell you how many people are burping or farting or whatever because they kind of forget that they think they're in the room alone, but their Zoom is on or their camera's on or that guy that got caught having sex. By the way, you know what I would do if I were you? If you do have Zoom, I would have the pit like a wall behind you. Okay? I mean, everybody can see my cats and my dog and the little doggy door, but that's about it. You don't see the kitchen. You don't see the kid walk downstairs in only his underwear. You don't, if a camera's accidentally on, it just hits, it's a wall. I would do that. You know, I think that's the safest. But instead, people have their desk up against the wall. See, I don't like that. I like my wall, my back against the wall, and then I could kind of see everybody. So I have the desk changed so then I could watch TV. I could watch the kids. I don't like to face a wall. I hate having my back to a door. I've seen too many scary movies where somebody comes in and shoots you from behind. So I'd rather be, like, there at my desk and, you know, yeah. I don't know. I just think it's kind of safer. So I'd do that. Plus, I can see who's going in and out of the refrigerator. I'm like, don't eat that. That's mine. But that's the last wine cooler. Put it down. So I get to yell at the family more when I do this. So what does this mean going back to these rapid tests? If you are able to buy a $5 rapid test, or hopefully we have some philanthropies in cities that say, look, we are going to buy these tests and we're going to give them out and stuff like that, which would be really, really awesome for people to do. What do you use it for? When do you take the test? Well, according to Abbott and the FDA, because the FDA has approved it, you have to take that test within 7 days of your symptoms. If you wait after day 7, it might not be positive. But I think there also needs to be some clarity on how soon you should take the test. I don't know how sensitive these are. But if you feel like, oh, I got a sniffle, that might still be too early to take the test. So it might be a window of day 2 to 7. I don't know. But they're saying within the first 7 days of you having symptoms, which means when you are asked to test yourself for COVID, you now don't have to wait. You don't have to do a drive-up. You can do it in your home. Do you have to do a nasal swab? It looks like it is a nasal swab. Are you going to have to get that nasal swab in there? Or are you going to just be able to kind of like pick your nose with it? No. You're going to have to do it right. And if you don't think you're going to be able to do it right, you're going to need somebody to do it. Now, have you ever tried to stick a swab all the way up your nose to get to the back of your nasopharynx? Have you ever tried doing that? I haven't. I don't even like sticking my fingers in my nose. I don't really like, I'll start to gag. You know, up into here I'm good, but don't make me go higher. So my only concern of these rapid tests at home is unless if somebody's really going to go back there, and I mean really get a good swab on their own, I think the second they start to feel funny, they're going to pull it out. Well, then, if they're not really getting the back of that nasopharynx, they might not be getting any samples. So all of a sudden, the test comes out negative. They're like, I'm good. I'm negative. And you're like, you didn't even go that far. So I think there has to be some training. And I'm wondering if we might have to, and I don't know if these tests are going to encompass it, but it might be better more for like a gargle test. I think a lot of us are more comfortable gargling and then spitting into something and having that tested than sticking something in their nose. I just do. But what's nice is now if your employer said, did you test yourself at home? You could say, yeah, you don't have to technically show them, you know, pieces of paper and, you know, your private testing, which might have other things on it. All right. 1-877-DOT-DIALY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question I get asked is, if you're pregnant, how much caffeine can you drink? How many cups of coffee? So when I was in training, it was no more than two. You know, we didn't want people to not get their coffee. We understand pregnant women get tired, but as long as you were drinking it slow, we didn't really have energy drinks at the time, so we didn't have to worry about, you know, that much vasoconstriction, because usually to drink a cup of hot coffee, it took you a while, but no more than two a day was kind of the cutoff. Well, now you have some reports saying, nope, you shouldn't have any. There was a review published in British Medical Journal, Jack E. James. He is a psychology professor at Reykjavik University in Iceland. And As the outlet wrote, they say the UK's National Health Service, as well as other agencies, being reported by Fox News, advises pregnant women to limit caffeine because too much can cause low birth weight, raising the risk of health issues later in life. NHS also says too much caffeine could lead to a miscarriage. So the report of the British Medical Journal examined 48 studies on maternal caffeine consumption, and the author wrote the articles reported results for one or more of six major categories of negative pregnancy outcomes. They looked at miscarriage, stillbirth, low birth weight, small for gestational age, preterm birth, leukemia, childhood overweight, and obesity. And according to Dr. James, he says his report is observational, but he thinks, and he can't prove caffeine brings negative consequences for pregnant women, but his work suggests that women might want to just avoid caffeine altogether. Now, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says moderate caffeine consumption, about 200 milligrams per day, does not appear to be a major contributing factor in miscarriage or preterm birth. And they say a final conclusion cannot be made at this time on whether there is a correlation between high caffeine intake and miscarriage. So 200 milligrams per day, if a cup of coffee is at about 80, you see where you're roughly at about two cups of coffee, you know, that's a small cup, okay? So I'm still telling people, try to avoid more than a couple cups a day. And I would avoid energy drinks altogether. The last thing you want to do is vasoconstrict and, you know, constrict any blood vessels that is trying to feed the baby. But energy drinks, you drink super fast. Coffee, it takes you hours to get through. So the European Food Safety Authority and the UK College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists also advise limiting, but not completely avoiding caffeine intake while pregnant. So there's going to be some back and forth with that. I understand that being pregnant is very, very difficult. You have many people in Europe trying to change the, you know, the mantra of no alcohol at all whatsoever. The thinking is, well, it's not nutritious. So if baby doesn't need it, why are you giving baby anything more that the baby doesn't need? You know, in caveman days, there wasn't alcohol per se, unless the fruit was fermented. So, again, you really didn't feed baby that. So, you know, why do you have to, you know, do it now? And it's not in our evolutionary best interest to be drinking alcohol. Yet you have some that say, look, you know, it's calming my contractions. It's helping me sleep. It's not that it should. Some people use alcohol. I was kind of on the side of avoid alcohol altogether, you know, because you have one drink, you're going to want another a lot of times. And if, you know, I know if, you know, you can hold off drinking for 9 months, do it. If you can't, make sure your doctor supervises, because we're worried about fetal alcohol syndrome and other effects that alcohol has. So, you know, there will continue to be debate. I think there is some resilience of the fetus, but not enough to combat a lot of our, you know, external, you know, vices that we might have. So, you know, coffee, try to limit it, but you are having some experts say, why even drink it at all? Leave that up to you. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Hasbro has had to recall 52,000 super-powered water guns that were sold at Target. Not so much because these super-powered water guns could cause eye damage or whatever, but because there was lead in them. So 52,000 Hasbro water guns sold exclusively has been recalled. Decorative stickers on the water tank of the Super Soaker XP20 and the Super Soaker XP30 contain levels of lead in the ink that exceeded the federal lead content ban. That's according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. So Hasbro recalled the items, discovering that a third-party manufacturer used the stickers without its consent, violated its quality assurance procedures and requirements. And lead can be toxic to children if ingested. So it was the stickers that apparently were the issue, because there was lead in the ink. The XP20 is a green and orange water blaster with model E6286. The XP30 is orange and blue with model number E6289. Nerf Super Soaker and the model number are printed on the sticker on the side of the water blaster. We have not seen any injuries or any lead poisonings, but Hasbro will give you a full refund. So parents should take the toys away. The items have been sold between March and July 2020. Super Soakers are I wish I had them as a kid. I mean, to be able to shoot at your brother with water, right, and cool down. And, you know, kids like to shoot each other. It's, you know, the whole Cowboys and Indians, things like that. And when you're in a pool, people like to aim things and shoot. I don't think we've ever, you know, kind of you know, evolved away from that. And in this case, I would also caution eye damage and things like that, because some of these super soakers have one hell of a force. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I love seeing organs grown, right? You know, on other people's bodies, and or not other people's bodies, but in lab and things like that. So apparently, they've been able to grow liver, and they've been using pigs to do it. A liver grown in the lymph nodes of a pig could bring hope to patients dealing with liver disease, according to a new study. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine showed that pigs with damaging livers were able to use their own hepatocytes, a type of liver cell that kind of functions as a regenerator, to grow a new organ in their lymph nodes. And I don't know how big this could get. A lymph node is small. But senior study author Eric Lagasse, PharmD, PhD, says it's all about location, location, location. In a press release, he says if hepatocytes get in the right spot and there is a need for liver functions, they will form an ectopic liver in the lymph node. Well, that's interesting. So it's good news for people who have primary biliary cholangitis, which is an autoimmune disease that attacks the bile ducts of the liver, or people that might have cirrhosis or other liver issues. Having a liver transplant is very, very difficult because many people don't survive until they finally get one. You don't have a lot of livers, you know, easily transplanted and available. So trying to stay healthy while being in liver disease is difficult. So apparently the researchers were able to replicate liver disease in a group of pigs by diverting blood supply from the liver and simultaneously removing a piece of the healthy liver. They extracted hepatocyte cells from the healthy tissue, injected them into abdominal lymph nodes in the same pig. And the study stated that all six pigs recovered their liver function, and their lymph nodes showed flourishing healthy liver cells and a bile duct network, and even the blood vessels and the vascular that form spontaneously among the transplanted cells. Liver is known to regenerate. If you have, you know, liver injury, parts of the liver can regrow. Not like regrowing a whole entire tail like some of these lizards can, but it can make a comeback. As long as you're not in end-stage liver disease. End-stage liver disease, you got the scar tissue and the liver cells just can't come back. But very, very cool to think that, you know, you could transplant a healthy piece to another part of the body and allow it to grow and not, you know, become as affected as the original organ. So hopefully this works. Yeah. All right. Now, speaking of, I don't know if this transitions well, but let's talk about erectile dysfunction drugs, okay? Got to be careful. They say erectile dysfunction drugs like Viagra might help reduce early death from colon cancer. We've seen studies like this, and again, here's another one, saying those who took erectile dysfunction drugs had a lower risk of premature death from colon cancer. Why? Well, might have to do with the phosphodiesterase inhibitors like Viagra, Levitra, Cialis might have anti-cancer potential by either slowing down the tumor growth, progression. They've only studied it in mice. And we don't know if maybe it inhibits the proliferation of cancer in animals. So when they looked at people in Sweden who had colon cancer, they found that those who took erectile dysfunction drugs were less likely to die. Very, very cool. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.